Brother Dennis uses a word all the time. It's the word professional. I've often wondered about that word, especially in the religious realm. And after talking with a brother and looking at a word in the original language, I've come to find out that that word is apropos. It is just right. As a matter of fact, when we think about the word professional, it's connected to a profession. When you think of some synonyms of professional, you think of the word or the phrase non-amateur or paid, full-time. It made me think about the spiritual realm and how we ought to be as the people of God. We're supposed to be a people of excellence. People who are top notch. People who are striving to do that which is over the top. In the beginning, when God created man, in Genesis 1 and verse 31, he said it is very good. Look that word up and superior. It's excellent. He made man excellent. There was no mistakes in man. When we consider that particular idea, it's also in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul would use that idea, and actually it would be translated into the English in the New King James Version as excellent in Philippians 1 and verse number 10. To approve those things that are excellent, top notch, over the top. But it's also another word that Paul would use in 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 15. And Evelyn and I was talking about this word today, redound. It means to excel. Excellent. And it caused me to think about what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verses 38 through 42. And how we need to go the extra mile. When someone says go 1 mile, go twain. Or two. Excellent. Just caused me to think, well, does God really want us to do that? Of course he does. Should we be those type of people? The Apostle Peter would say yes. Add to your faith. The Apostle Paul would say in Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23, walk according to the Spirit. You put those two contexts together, and you can't help but to be excellent. You can't help but to stand out. Literally, that word there, to excel, means to stand out. Be different. But then it caused me also to consider, look at Philippians 3. And look at verse 7 and 8. And as I've been pondering this, I'm pretty sure I'll be pondering it more. It made me think about the Apostle Paul and how he saw what he owned, if you will, before the Christ. And Brother Brian did a wonderful job of getting us to focus on the hope instead of the material things of this world. The Apostle Paul, by inspiration, understood that. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Here it is. Yet indeed I also count them as dung for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. You think about that. Paul saw Jesus as excellence. Paul saw knowing Jesus as excellence. And the question we have to ask ourselves, do we see Jesus that way? Just knowing him. Now turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 7. The Apostle Paul would say the same thing, but he would put the excellence now in us. He would put it in us as Christians. He says, but we have this treasure, talking about the gospel message, in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. He put it in us. Which makes sense. that because we are a people of excellence, our mind is on the excellent one. The message of hope and the message of the gospel is an excellent message. Therefore, we take it to the world. Therefore, we ought to make sure that we know what we're talking about. And I would venture to say that Paul would say that knowing Christ was no mediocre thing. It was no small thing. It was no lame thing. As a matter of fact, it was an excellent thing. And then I wonder why people see Christ the way they see him. Turn to Philippians 4 and look at verse 7. In Philippians 4 and verse number 7, here, because of this excellence, because of this top-notch attitude in the God of peace, notice what this passage says. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. And there's the word surpasses. The excellence of God, it gives a peace within our hearts. No wonder when people are half-hearted in their Christianity, well, it comes out that way. They don't see Christ as excellent. It made me think about how do I prepare my lessons? Am I really approaching the text with an excellent mentality? When I preach God's word, am I making sure that I'm preaching top-notch for God's top-notch people? And friends, make no mistake about it. God's people are top-notch. They're the salt. They're the light. They're the city that's set up on a hill that cannot be hid. So what's wrong with being top-notch? There's nothing arrogant about that. As a matter of fact, everything is right about it. So we ought to be top-notch on our jobs. We ought to be excellent in our marriages. Concerning our relationships here amongst one another, we ought to be excellent. Our hope is excellent. Our love is excellent. Our studies in God's word ought to be excellent. Everything that we do, we ought to make sure that we're top-notch at it. Hopefully, these thoughts, which has caused me to think, slow down and do things excellent instead of doing a lot of things not being excellent. Question, are you being excellent? Do you see Christ as excellent? I know the world uses professional, but God uses excellence. Are you excellent? This word is. There's not a better word out there. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want you to be part of the excellent group. And it is excellent. It's the church. It's the church of the living God. It's the church of Christ. And you have to believe that excellent gospel. And everybody has to believe the same gospel in order to get inside of this excellent church. The one that Jesus established. By believing that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, repenting of sins, confessing Christ to be Lord, and being buried in water for the remission of sins. But maybe a child of God, and well, you just haven't been doing everything top notch. As a matter of fact, you probably told yourself, it's all right that I slack off just a little bit here. Let me encourage you not to do that. You would rather do five things top notch than 15 things half-hearted. As we stand and as we sing.